incoming freshmen as well as our transfer students, and to improve the yield. And I told you about the challenges of trying to improve the yield. So in terms of action items, what we are going to really try and do is, like I said, we need more money. I'm going to be working very hard to raise money for student scholarship support. When we ask our students who don't come why they don't come, the first three reasons are all financial. Somebody else gave me a better deal. I needed more money. My father and mother lost their jobs, and I can't afford to go. The fourth one is usually, I don't want to come to Urbana-Champaign, and I tell them I'm really sorry about that, but can't do anything there. We are working very hard to recruit intensively in key high schools, not only in Chicago, but around other parts of the state. And we are working very hard in the high schools to make sure that the students are really prepared for the Illinois experience. We are putting more money into the PAP grants, scholarships, which was the presidential initiative. Tom Farrell might talk with you about reinvigorating that program and pursuing it even further. Okay, so if we can go to the next slide. And getting the students in is only one part of this. Making sure that they have a really good Illinois experience and actually graduate is the next real challenge. And what you can see here is that the freshman to sophomore conversion is really very, very good. So here, Chairman Kennedy and others, you can see the axis is up to 100%. And you can see that we do very, very well. It's roughly 92%, and this is despite the fact that we have one of the very largest classes in our peer group. I think Austin is the only other, University of Texas Austin is the only one that has a larger freshman class. The next slide is first time graduation rate in 4 years, all right? So the